with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
United States have elevated tensions in the South China Sea. Iran, North Korea, and the globalist combine have become a modern-day axis of evil, and now everything made in China is either under embargo or severely limited. Just how deep of a hole have we dug in the United States when it comes to the supply of necessities we need to survive? Most people don't realize that as much as 90% of the medicine they use comes from China, where pharmaceutical companies avoid U.S. regulations and benefit from lower production costs. China has become the world's largest producer of acetaminophen that's used in everything from Theraflu to Excedrin to Sudafed and beyond. And China is the world's largest producer of vitamin C, annually exporting more than 100,000 tons of it. How did America fall into such a deep decline? We can thank the Rockefellers for one. John D. Rockefeller upended our healthcare system in the early 20th century. The discovery of petrochemicals led to a vilification of the United States natural, nutritional, and holistic medicine system that was kicked to the curb to establish a pharmaceutical Goliath shelling out patented synthetics that only treated symptoms rather than offering cures, while increasing the scope of Rockefeller and his robber baron cohort's monopolies. Years later, David Rockefeller, in league with his globalist cronies, saw to the exportation of the pharmaceutical industry, leaving America completely defenseless in an unforeseen time of crisis.
The negative impact of population growth on all of our planetary ecosystems is becoming appallingly evident.
When we are able to go about our business here in the Americas and around the world with confidence and security, it's because we know the strength of this government stands behind us. For that and for all your other contributions, we thank you very much.
Sir, can you be specific about when you met Rockefeller, how it happened in these discussions?
I met Rockefeller through a female attorney I knew who called me up one day and said, one of the Rockefellers would like to meet you. I had made a video called Mad as Hell, and he'd seen the video and wanted to meet me, and knew I was running for governor of Nevada. So sure, I'd love to meet him. The ultimate goal that these people have in mind is the goal to create a one world government run by the banking industry, run by the bankers. And the whole agenda is to create a one world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips. Right, there'll be no more cash. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. And all money will be in your chips. And so instead of having cash, anytime you have money in your chip, they can take out whatever they want to take out whenever they want to. If they say you owe us this much money in taxes, they just deduct it out of your chip digitally.
Total control.
And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip.
And today, Bill Gates is using the old John D. Rockefeller method of problem-reaction-solution to con the American citizen into accepting a chip to monitor manufactured antibodies under a Microsoft 5G Big Brother technocracy.
I'd say it's an ironic if you take somebody who's doing their best to get the world ready and, you know, putting, in my case, billions of dollars into these tools for infectious diseases, and really trying to solve broadly infectious diseases, including those that can cause pandemics. But that, you know, we're in a crazy situation, so there's going to be crazy rumors.
It should have been a wake-up call, as iconic American brands like Levi's, Radio Flyer, and even G.I. Joe were made in China. But on the bright side, perhaps a Chinese embargo would finally wake average Americans from their TV zombie slumber. Because we don't make televisions in the United States anymore either. John Bound reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the InfoWars War Room is raw, and it is way raw today on a Monday. It's just one of those things, you know? Murphy's Law. And so we're dealing with all kinds of technical issues today, beside the fact that we're under total technological attack right now and our communications are being sabotaged. Now, last I checked, our streams for video were not working. I don't know what the current case is. Quite frankly, I don't have time to sit here and worry about it, even though I should be, because then I can't even do a show. So I just let it roll off my back. The good news is, though, and I need to do better at this, and this is what I was making a point of to the producer during the break, I need to let you, the audience, know where you can find the audio streams in case we ever have this sabotage again, which we certainly will, where video streams are unavailable or unaccessible. And so I'm going to have the crew get me that audio link, and I'm also going to do this before the end of the broadcast because I know that there's other people that share the audio streams of this broadcast on their own websites. And so part of me wants to just say, if you share the audio only, which the audio seems to maintain, the video seems to be the one that gets sabotaged, taken down, etc. But the audio seems to work best. And so, yeah, this is the underground, you know, illegal transmission, fighting the establishment, fighting the tyranny. Of course, you're going to have problems. Of course, it's going to get banned. Of course, there's going to be technical issues. You know, that's how it goes. Like, in They Live, when they can't get the feed to the people, so they keep having to re-uplink the satellite. Thank you, Scott. And so we'll have the great crew put together a graphic. But for future reference, /streams.infowars.com/war room. Let's get a dot cam right here. And so my guess is you can probably just type in streams.infowars.com/war room. Let's test that theory. streams.infowars.com/war room. And I'm sure that that will take you to the audio feed so that should we have to deal with video issues, you can still go here, streams.infowars.com/war room. And you know what? This is good. I've got a ton of news today. I have no guests. And so I'm also going to, or I do have one guest, excuse me, Brandon Gray, just another channel.com. There was a protest in front of the CDC in Atlanta. He's going to give us an update on that. But you know what? This is good to start off this Monday because I got one guest. I'm going to take a lot of phone calls. And we're already being inundated with people saying they're having video issues and et cetera. And I'm not one that likes to air dirty laundry on air, but this is kind of like a communications issue. And so you need to know what's going on as well. So streams.infowars.com/war room whenever the video feeds are down. Now, another thing here, a lesson to be learned. Is that what it looks like there, guys? Or is that what ours looks like? Oh, got you. Okay. Did you say that on the air? Or was that just in my ear? Okay, so they were just telling me how you can get that stream directly to your computer with the website streams.infowars.com/war room. And of course, streams.infowars.com has all the streams there. But it's good that we start off like this. I got a ton of news to get to. I am going to take a bunch of calls, but it's good to put this information out there that so you have it in the future. Otherwise, we would just never do it. And then we'd be stuck in a position where all our video streams are down and you don't know where to go. So now you know where to go. Now, I didn't know what the biggest story was going to be today. Whether it's Nancy Pelosi caught covering up for China and others, or it's the president saying treason over the weekend, which is one of the most satisfying yet frustrating things you can ever imagine. Satisfying because it's like, okay, the president knows it. Looks like we may finally be getting some justice here, some understanding. But then you can't help but be cynical and a critic and say, well, okay, so you're telling me you know that there's treason happening and these people are still walking free? I'm not down with that. So it's very frustrating to say, hey, the president knows these people committed treason, but they're still walking free as others are being arrested and tormented and their civil liberties eroded. But it's a good thing because the president is actually raising awareness about it, putting that out there into the thoughtmosphere. And so there is the tweet. The Russian hoax is the biggest political scandal in American history. Treason. Let's see how it ends. Bit of a ominous foreshadowing. And I guess really at the base level, lowest common denominator, our frustration, and I think we can all say this in unison, our frustration with President Trump is that he signals that he knows all of this is going on, and we're still sitting here being forced to take it and deal with it, losing our country, losing our businesses, losing our rights, losing our liberties, losing our minds at times. And so the dog bone of the president saying, hey, I know that these are the criminals here, these are the ones who committed treason, that's a nice dog bone. And we can chew on it and we can keep chewing on it. But at a certain point of time, it becomes a distraction. And then the dog bone is worn out and chewed up and dead and gone. And then we have nothing. So we need some real action here. And then the foreshadowing, we'll see how it ends. Well, I guess we will see how it ends. But if it ended today, wouldn't be very good now, would it? Wouldn't be very good. And so that's our frustration, is tomorrow is not a guarantee. The next election is not a guarantee. Nothing is a guarantee. The only guarantee in life is the action that you take. That's the only guarantee. So when you don't take the action, you don't have the guarantee. But so we just muddle on, don't we? We just muddle away. And it doesn't matter that the coronavirus is done and over with. No, they're already building up the second coming. They're already getting ready to blame it on Trump. They're already saying, no, the shutdown cannot continue. Fake Dr. Birx scolding the Michigan protests. Something has got to give. Something has got to give. And the American people have had a lot to give. But they're running out of patience. And they're running out of security. And they're running out of sanity. And so you've got crazy happenings now with this whole being forced to wear a mask in a grocery store. People licking store attendants, wiping their nose on them like a Claude Taylor. You've got people wearing KKK masks into stores. You've got armed protesters going in to Capitol buildings. I mean, look, we can avoid what comes next by simply reopening the country and being honest about what we've endured. Or we can go to the next level, which may not be so fun.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
things happening behind the scenes right now. We got it, crew. We got it. Yes. Okay. I don't know why it's like this on this Monday. I think it's just a sign of the times, quite frankly, folks. But this issue that we've had in studio for like a month, we've just finally solved. I did not plan on like making this whole show about all these tech issues. Believe me, I know you don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it either. That's right, guys. Pull this down. I got to reset this whole system now. Yeah. I got to do a whole system reset. I'll do that in the next break. Okay, that's good. We're getting some things taken care of. We've let you know about the audio streams. We finally got a system that has been down for me, but I've now am going to be able to reboot it and access it. You know, look, I think everybody's just at a point break here with this coronavirus, folks, okay? We want to go to a ball game. We want to go to a restaurant. We want to go to the gym. We want to go to the bar. We want to go to the beach. We want to go on vacation. We want to be free. We don't want to live in fear. I go to the grocery store. I'm not wearing a damn mask. But the nice little, attendant at the front there. Excuse me, sir. Do you have a mask? I literally laugh. And then they're like, you realize they're serious. And I'm just like, oh, I can't breathe in one of those. I say, oh, okay. See, you could go through life. This is the saddest thing in our existence right now. This is the saddest thing in our civilization right now. You can go through life and walk through life with the path of least resistance, the path where the ease of difficulty will be, or there won't be much difficulty, it'll just be easy for you. Just claim to be a victim. No matter where you go, no matter what you do, just be a victim. And everyone immediately gets on their knees and licks your boots. And see, and it's this weird mind game where if you can level up the victimhood or the victim mindset, the victimology, you win. It's like a game of cards. It's like if you ever played the game War in cards, the higher card wins and then you get the cards. That's like victimhood war. Like, oh, we're all victims of this coronavirus. I'm a victim, so you got to wear a mask. Sir, where is your mask? Oh, I can't breathe. Oh my gosh, you're a bigger victim than me. You can't even breathe. No, I know. It's tough. I don't know how I do it going about the world. I can't even breathe with a mask. And I know I could just die at any moment from an airborne ninja virus. I saw the graphics. When you breathe, your breath goes 500 yards. In fact, all the new NFL linebackers and linemen have a brand new strategy. They're not even going to train. They're just going to get sick and just breathe on the defense. Just breathe on the opposition and they'll fall right down. The offensive line isn't even going to lift weights anymore. They're just going to breathe. And then the defense is going to say, oh my gosh! Ah! And then there's going to be a huge hole cleared and the running back is just going to run right through it. And then when the strong safety comes up to make a tackle, the running back, instead of giving him a stiff arm, he's going to go, ah, corona! And then the safety's just going to run over to the sideline. You say, that is ridiculous. What are you talking about? That's the world we're now living in, folks. That's the reality. And you say, hey, that's ridiculous. They're never going to do it on a football field. Well, okay, maybe they'll never do it on a football field, but that's the mindset in everyday life. I have to wear a mask into the grocery store until I'm a bigger victim than you, the mask wearer? I'm claustrophobic. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah. Oh, it must be so hard for you. It's okay. You can shop without the mask. Oh, thank you. Oh, you've just eased my day so much. You have no idea. Meanwhile, it's like you see that one person that doesn't want to wear the mask everywhere and you have that moment of solidarity and you're just like, you just kind of give that little like head nod, like hat tip, like, yeah. It's like, oh, it's like, and they live. or what's that other movie when they were playing, where you recognize the guy who's not the alien, not the formaldehyde face. We don't need the glasses, it's just we're not wearing the mask. But, you know, that's going to be one of my big questions when I open up the phone lines in the second hour for the rest of the broadcast. Because I'm just really confused. Is every city in America like Austin where everyone's wearing a mask everywhere? I just don't see it being that way. I'm getting word San Marcos, which is about 30 miles south of Austin, wasn't freaking out. Like I said, I'm just going off of what I saw. I mean, even at the airport, most people weren't wearing a mask, but it's like, if you're in Austin in a grocery store or out and about or somewhere, it's like everyone's wearing a mask. It's like you're a freak if you don't wear a mask. But it's only in Austin. It's weird, man. Really weird. But it doesn't matter that we've found out how long the virus has been here. It doesn't matter that we found out the death rate is below 1%. It doesn't, none of this matters because the fear is already set in. It's like if you get so scared of something that's not there, and then everyone's like kind of pointing and laughing at you, but no, you have to maintain your pride. You just go along with the big hoax. It's like, oh, I was tricked, I was deceived, I lived in fear, but I'm too prideful to admit it, so now everyone else has to suffer. I just think we're done with it. But you know what, folks? I want to be clear about something that I learned over the weekend. It's very important. Link identified between dietary selenium and outcome of COVID-19 disease. Now, folks, I do not want to get in trouble because I know that you are going to see this story and you're going to think, oh, Infowarsstore.com sells BioTrue Selenium as a supplement. Folks, please do not link these two things together. BioTrue Selenium is in fact, it's probably not even good for you. All the mustard seed extract and everything that's been found out about selenium, including link identified between dietary selenium and outcome of COVID-19 disease. Folks, just please do not make the connection. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com thinking that there's anything there that's going to keep you healthy. Do not go to InfoWarsStore.com thinking any of the supplements there are going to work. Don't look into the effects of selenium. Don't look into the effects of any of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't look into the effects of nascent iodine. Don't look into the effects of zinc. Don't look into the effects of turmeric. Do not go. When you see these stories about how great these supplements are for you, just don't even think that. That's illegal, folks.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
My oh my, a big development that is happening right now as I'm sorting through my stacks of news, and Brandon Gray from justanotherchannel.com is about to join me. Major shift happening now as the mainstream. This is really interesting. How is this going to play out? Everybody who's just being honest and real about this knows that this came out of a lab in Wuhan, China. And so you've got UK defense secretaries, you've got Mike Pompeo, you've got a bunch of people saying, okay, we're looking at China. China's going to be investigated. And then you have Nancy Pelosi, mainstream media, and all these other people carrying the water for China, covering it up. Now, it's not just China, though. We're looking at the WHO. We're looking at the CDC. And in fact, I didn't even know this was going on until I was reached out to really early this morning. Protesters in Atlanta outside of the CDC facility there protesting the CDC's response to this. So again, folks, you know, when we're looking at millions of unemployment, April's going to be the worst month ever for unemployment. We're looking at the economy collapsing. We're looking at people wondering how they're going to get out of this. We're looking at an entirely different world on the other side of this. So the CDC also was part of the problem when it comes to this. So contaminated test kits, how is that not considered a crime against humanity? So Brandon Gray from justanotherchannel.com is with me and a few protesters out there in Atlanta. So, Brandon, what is the story? You're out there in Atlanta outside of the CDC with some protesters.
Yes, sir, Owen. To sum it up, we're fed up and we don't have amnesia. And stories like this that are broken by the New York Times when it comes to sloppy laboratory practices, we don't want America, to forget about those headlines in this infomania that we're dealing with, you know?
Well, you know, Dr. Birx would be very unhappy that you're out there today. But I've noticed that you're in your lab coat. So you're pretty much as much of a doctor as Dr. Birx at this point. So from now on, we're going to call you just another doctor. So this is just another doctor. So we've got a group of doctors protesting outside of the CDC. But what has the response there been in Atlanta? Is it kind of a neighborhood area, or are there passerbys? Has there been a response from the community, the public?
You know, believe it or not, Owen, once people started, they were first kind of like, what are these guys doing? And then the moment they figured it out, they were giving us thumbs up. They're honking their horns, waving at us. It seems like the general public is pretty woke. And I don't mean like Twitter woke. I mean like, they got behind us once they figured out what we were doing. And we had some interesting little looks from the security guards and whatnot. But it was a very interesting protest. I think it was huge. We loved it.
Well, let me do the job that I'm sure the media that didn't show up didn't do. Was there media there asking you guys questions? My guess is no.
No, Fox News happened to be there at the same time we were. And I think they got some footage, but there was definitely no questioning of the protesters out there today.
So let me do the fake media's job that didn't do it there in Atlanta. Why the CDC? Why did you decide to be out here in front of the CDC in a doctor's lab coat?
That's a great question. And we've seen protests from Michigan to Texas, all at the Capitol. We're all asking for our rights back. But we need to call out these culprits, right? These are criminal organizations who, and if COVID-19 is as deadly as they say it is, then if their sloppy lab practices are causing contamination with the test kits, aren't they putting lives at risk? I mean, why is this just a conservative movement? Why aren't we hearing anything from the liberals when lives are literally at risk? And so we wanted to call the CDC out directly. Right, boys?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
There's just just another team of doctors there outside of the CDC in Atlanta. Well, look, this is just basic logic, and this is what's so frustrating. If you go to the beach, we've seen the videos, moms getting arrested at parks, patrons getting arrested at the beach. There was an incident here in Austin where a Texas Ranger was harassing some kids about social distancing. They ended up pushing him into the lake. I'm not sure if that's the right way to deal with this, but, you know, maybe a little shaming for these officers that are out of control is in order. So when you see these videos and you see citizens getting harassed for potentially spreading or not social distancing or what have you, but then the CDC spreads. This isn't conjecture or conspiracy theory. They have infected kits that they spread across the country, and they don't get arrested. Nobody's punished there.
Well, maybe if we're lucky, this will be like another Hillary investigation or a Peter Strzok investigation where, oh, there's all these investigations, but zero justice, zero results. We're out here calling out the CDC for their contamination and their sloppy lab practices, and that's where it's at. You know, America needs to be pissed off, and we need to hold these people to account because we're locked in our homes, we're forced to wear masks, and these guys just prayed around with their sloppy laboratory practices. And if you scroll down on that article, the next paragraph says sloppy laboratory practices. I mean, hello. when can we get some justice and some accountability for these lives that are at stake here?
No, see, it's never about looking at China, where it came from and their lab. It's never about the CDC. It's never about the WHO lying or the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation lying. It's always the American people have to suffer no matter what. Doesn't matter who was wrong, who lied to who. No. We always have to suffer. But you know what? This look that you have going right now, I'm really digging it. Brandon, just another Dr. Gray here. I almost want I'm serious. Like, we should do, screw the whole coronavirus task force with Fauci and Birx is getting old. Like, you should just do, you and your team of just another team of doctors, you should do, your own mock, press conference, all official, with your lab coats, yes, well, we've actually determined that the CDC intentionally spread the coronavirus, and then people will look at it like, look at these kooks saying the CDC spread it. But then it's the New York Times. So it's like, no, this is a fact.
Yeah, it is a fact. And, you know, Owen, we miss you out here. We were wishing that you'd be with us. Yeah, we knew you were here in spirit. But we, you know, here's the other thing. The lockstep plans from the Rockefeller Foundation, they talk about citizen pushback. They're prepared for citizen pushback. Well, let's push it back more than what they prepared us for. That's our goal. Nonviolent, but we've got to push back harder than what they planned for in lockstep.
Yeah, and of course they were running the whole event 201, where they said they were going to deal, how are they going to deal with fake news media, or what they claim would be fake news media reporting on this that ended up just being the real media. And so they've really had this measured out a long way out.
Yeah, they have. Absolutely. And my friend Thomas Siska, who's a comedian there in Austin, wanted to chime in on that real quick.
Yes, doctor. Yes, doctor.
Yes, Dr. Thomas here. I wanted to say that the optics of having a lab coat on, it catches people's attention just the same way that when they take pictures of these alleged nurses and the scrubs and the masks standing in front of intersections for a second with a sign, that optic gets shown in the fake news media, and these people are seen as heroes, when in reality, they're also outside breaking these shelter-in-place protocols to also protest. So those people are treated as somewhat heroes by the media, when if you're out waving an American flag and saying, hey, we want to be free, they're the enemy. But the doctors and the nurses, they're these elitists that get the chance to speak up. So that's why we came up with this idea that...
No. Hey, this is actually a really key point. Here, stick around for 3 or 4 minutes in the next segment, because I actually realize exactly what you're saying, just kind of in a different light, which is explaining all these nurse TikTok videos. But you just hit it on a more advanced level that I didn't even think about. Like, I'm reading stories in the gate. I'm not mad at the people that type, but they put Dr. Birx in the headline. She's not a damn doctor, okay? From now on, I want to be known as astrophysicist. I am now an astrophysicist astronaut that can shapeshift.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
That's right, doctor.
Folks, we've made a lot of improvements over the course of the years here on the InfoWars War Room, thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm now happy to announce we officially have the War Room medical staff that I believe they're so busy, they have had time to make a dance routine even. So this could be very key. All right, but seriously, this is what's so amazing about it. Let me say two things before we get to the point made. Folks, this is why when you go out like Brandon Gray with justanotherchannel.com, and it's not about optics, it's about realism. This is why when you go out with a microphone and a camera and you get a website, you become the media. That's not you pretending to be a doctor like Dr. Birx. That's you being the media. So you get the optics and then you have the victory because you are now the media. You get the optics of being the media that ticks the mainstream media off. then you get the victory of actually being the media. But that's kind of a different issue. What was said in the right before he went to break was the optics of wearing the doctor's outfit. Well, you know, that's what they do. They put the doctor in front of Dr. Birx. She's not a doctor. Okay. So we put on the doctor's lab outfit and people think, oh, that's a doctor. I want to listen to them. And what I realized, but you took it next level. When I was watching these nurse dance videos, I realized what's really behind it. When I realized that these have actually been going on for years, well before the coronavirus pandemic, nurses have been making coordinated dance videos for years. So it's really just the old story of nurses have a bunch of free time. I'm not here to have that debate. I think nurses are great people. But you see, it's the optics of them being in the scrubs, looking like doctors, that makes the videos popular. And so they realize, okay, I'm not a real doctor, but I look like a doctor, and a doctor doing a dance video goes viral. So let's do that. And then all of these nurse dancing videos go viral. But your point was that, hey, they use optics against us. Why don't we spin that off and use optic against them? And that's why you're out there in lab coats.
Absolutely. You nailed it on the head. And really, one of the bigger things that I wanted to make sure we get out today on your show, Owen, is that millions of us, you guys are the worst online as far as being banned. We're getting banned. We're getting the little CDC overlays over our post where, you know, Zuckerberg said the other day he directed 2.2 million people to the CDC to get the official information. Well, these guys have sloppy laboratory practices. How can we trust anything else from them? How can they be our authoritative source of coronavirus when they can't even, when they're contaminating test kits, you know?
Well, it's even worse than that. They're lying to us about the whole thing too. And you know, it's just so frustrating too, knowing that this is all such a hoax and yet they're still changing the whole world over it. Like we're still, are we ever going to go back to what we knew America was? Like we were talking earlier, just in the break, I just happened to be watching. You guys are similar generations to me out there. I'm 30 years old. You guys may be a little older, a little younger, but same age. And so I was watching over the weekend. I was watching Mighty Ducks, okay, the movie Mighty Ducks, and then D2. And it's just like, you know, it's a nostalgic thing, but like that really was what life was like as a kid growing up. We didn't care about race. We didn't care about economic status. Really, we didn't care about anything. Like, I mean, you could say that's kind of a bad thing, and yeah, it had negative side effects, but overall, it was all about freedom and getting along, and they built all these little bubbles around us and all these little wedges and dividing factors, and I watch these old movies or I watch, like, old sports, which are on now because there's no live sports, and it's like a weird window into that time that wasn't dominated by political correctness.
Yeah, that's a rare thing that you really have to go back pretty far for that. And before we go too far, we did a road trip from Texas. We stopped in Louisiana to pick up a great patriot. He's on YouTube. His name is Hippies for Trump. Hippies number 4, Trump. Guys, go to his YouTube and follow Hippies for Trump. He's out here with us from Louisiana. And thank you so much, Owen, for having us on. This was a great protest. We missed you guys.
Whoa, Hippies for Trump. Now, hold on a second. I think President Trump is missing a very, very large voter base here. I'm not making a joke. You can call them hippies or call them whatever you want. But it's all around one issue, and that's legalization of marijuana. I guarantee you, if the president legalized marijuana or started moving for just with his bully pulpit, the legalization of marijuana, I bet he would turn out millions of voters that wouldn't have voted the day before. What do you think?
What do you think, hippies?
Well, yeah, you're right about that, but I think really, because the conservative movement needs to take back conservationalism, and we're missing a lot of that. We're allowing kids to fall to the propaganda of people like Greta Thunberg or Leonardo DiCaprio. And really, you know, we all just need to get involved, recycle, and do things like that. Conservatism and conservationalism goes together, and more of that kind of style, and really, you know, take care of what we gave dominion over, you know.
Yeah, very man, well legalize said. That weed, you know.
Very well said. He's actually right. And that's
doctor.
Something that Michael Savage talks about a lot too. Yes, this is the official medical staff here. Thank you so much, doctors, the official doctors of the InfoWars War Room out there in Atlanta protesting against the CDC. Doctors, we know you're really busy. Thank you guys so much for taking time out of your busy schedules to be with us here on the War Room. official War Room medical staff. We thank you.
Be on the lookout for our TikTok video coming out next week. Thanks, Owen.
Yes. Oh, I just love the TikTok dance videos. I mean, just completes my day every time when I'm seeing Americans suffer and go broke and sit inside and get arrested. And then the nurses dance on TikTok. Oh, it's just what would we do without our great nurses? Again, folks, I'm being facetious. I'm not trying to attack nurses here. Nurses are great people. I know a lot of nurses. But the whole dance TikTok thing, it actually is going to turn out to be, this has been going on with nurses for a long time. I mentioned one broadcast before how there's the old nurses playing cards all day thing that they were spatting on last year. So, hey, maybe nurses have a lot of downtime. That's not my bone to pick. But it has certainly hurt, I think, people to sit here and watch nurses dancing on TikTok. Not that it's even the nurse's fault when they're either suffering personally from the maybe they do have coronavirus, or probably more likely they're just suffering financially, psychologically because of the shutdown, which we're all kind of at that breaking point now. And that's the thing too, is all the like friends that I'm talking to, the ones that not even really politically involved, but you know, something happens in politics. They know I have a talk show, so they kind of feel me out for the subject. And the people in the beginning were like, oh, this is really bad. Like, oh, you know, you shouldn't fly. Oh, I'm going to stay home. Oh, I'm going to quarantine. Oh, I'm not going to work. Like all the people in the beginning that were like that are now like, this is ridiculous. Like I'm ready to kick the door down and go back outside. And it really is. In fact, I was just talking to Sam on the crew and he should come on and tell the story now. Because, folks, I'm looking for something fresh. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. Coming on here every day telling you about how the media is lying and Democrats want to kill this country and then the collusion with the globalists and Bill. It's like, again, I've been on this record for years, okay? Everything InfoWars has been telling you has been 110% proven correct. And it's like I can sit here and beat my head against the wall. And we do have a new audience every day. And so that is part of the role. But another part of me is like, look, I can't do it. I'm going insane. I feel like I'll lose audience because I'm saying the same things every day. So it's like, I'm just trying to find ways to mix it up. And I told the crew, hey, you got a funny story about this coronavirus stuff. And so Sam, during the break, he was like, hey, that's weird you're saying that about Austin. Because I was in St. Louis, nobody was wearing a mask. I was at airports, not many people wearing a mask. But in Austin, it's like, wherever I go, everyone's wearing a mask, heckling you over a mask. Sam, you were in San Marcos, about 30 so miles south of Austin, and you were saying it was not Mask City.
Yeah, I had a great time with some friends. We went to a restaurant. Everybody was sitting at the bar. Actually, even tipped the waitress a little more because she said she didn't like wearing her mask. So I thought that was pretty cool. But everybody in San Marcos, as far as the people, were basically wanting to get back to normal, like you said. Now, I did try to go to the river, and they had it fenced off, and cops were patrolling the river.
The San Marcos Magic River?
I mean, they're locking up God's gift, so I don't know.
Okay, but seriously, this is like an old urban legend that, like, the San Marcos River, like, gives you, like, it's like revitalization or something. The river, Colorado River in Austin, Lady Bird Lake, that's busy. But you're telling me in San Marcos they have that river blocked off?
Totally blocked off. Actually, I kind of got caught like getting in the river by the cops. But, you know, it took a while for them to find me. But the point is, everybody should be able to go to the river.
So that tree dig is fenced off with police?
Yeah, fenced off with police.
Like, who makes that order?
I don't know. I think the university thinks they own that part of the river. Or
sorry,
like that.
You're not allowed to get in that river there.
Yeah, that's pretty much what the guy said. And I laughed at him. He was trying to tell me it was a federal regulation, too, like a federal law that I couldn't swim in the river.
But weren't you getting harassed, too, at the bar because you were like 3 feet away from some guy who cursed you out?
That was something else that happened to me same day. So I was at Pete Terry's here in Austin, and I was just getting some food, and they forgot something in my order. So I went back to the window, and I was already standing away from the guy a little bit. You know, I had some space.
No, but you weren't 6 feet away, so screw you, bigot.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now the second hour. So here's what I'm going to do. We now have a special guest who's going to be joining us in the third hour. Never been on with us before. And so he's going to be also sticking around to take calls. This is going to be interesting in the third hour. Special guest in studio. Kind of a last-minute addition here to the show schedule. But I want to go ahead and open up phone lines now. I haven't really committed to taking a bunch of phone calls for, I feel like, over a week. Maybe since the veterans call-in, which, it was over a week ago. So I want to give out that number now. And I do like to hear from new people. And so if you are one of the regular callers, if you don't mind, just wait a little bit before you hit that dial button so we can leave the lines open potentially for some first-time callers. I won't just do the first-time callers since I haven't taken calls for a while, but if you are a regular caller, maybe just give it a little patience before you call in today. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. So here's how it's going to go. In the next segment, I'm going to do my news blitz. And then in the segment after that, so in 20 minutes, I'm going to start taking calls. So the crew's going to get your call, get you on the board. I'm going to cover all the news. And then anything I cover is fair game, or anything we've talked about so far is fair game when it comes to the phone lines. So 877-789-2539. The biggest stories, though, the coronavirus is what the coronavirus is. It's not going to change. It's being used to destroy America, take our freedoms, initiate the new world order response, and then have you living in fear with this new precedent that, oh my gosh, you have a deadly virus in your body. You can't go anywhere, do anything unless you submit to medical tyranny. Now, we're not going to do that. If they, with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the WHO and the rest of them, really go full bore with it, it will be a hot war. If they refuse to relinquish their illegal dictates of closing parks and beaches and businesses and everything, it will be a hot war. I don't want to see it. I'm not going to say you don't want to see it, because I'll be perfectly honest. I think a lot of people in this audience may even want to see that, folks. And it's not something they're proud of. But, you know, for some men, they have a dream of hitting a walk-off home run in Game 7 of the World Series. For some men, they have a dream of hitting a game-winning three-point basket in the NBA Finals. For some men, they dream of sports glory. For some men, they dream of being on a stage, playing the guitar in front of 100,000 people, or banging on the drums and selling multiple platinum records. See, men have different desires and they have different dreams. And so for those men, they think about a revolutionary war. They may not think much about their role in it. But for other men, they dream of slaying tyrants. Other men dream of defeating the beast. And while this is lingering and lurking and constantly present, the beast is clever and the beast is in disguise and it can morph and it can move. So it's hard to act. It's hard to understand. But we're now at the point. The beast has been identified. The tyrants have exposed themselves. And so those men whose dream of slaying tyrants and burying the beast, well, you know, it's about the bottom of the ninth, two outs, bases are loaded, they're down by three, and that fastball's coming right down the plate, baby. folks. Remember, special guest joining us in the third hour in studio. Phone lines, we're taking calls now, 877-789-2539 on the news that I'm about to cover. President Trump tweets this out over the weekend. The Russia hoax is the biggest political scandal in American history. Treason. Let's see how it ends. Interesting. Indeed. Well, we know he's right. And let's see how it ends. Indeed. And by the way, the article he tweeted out with that was from the Wall Street Journal's Kim Strassel. The FBI's Flynn outrage. So it's, you know, the FBI with James Comey and all of them been caught. And by the way, who was the guy on Fox News? I heard it earlier. Maybe we have it on the clip here. I forget who it was. Someone on Fox News saying that James Comey needs to be put to death for treason. Now, I don't know if you know what? I'm not even going to say it. But the penalty for treason is the death penalty. And if you recall, one of the most popular things is like, because you know how they rig the whole search results on Google. You search my name, it's like the top search result is Owen Schroyer calls for Barack Obama to be lynched. Well, that's actually inaccurate. What I said was that the penalty for treason is death, is what I said. How long is that clip? And by the way, Obama committed treason. So here is the clip from Fox and Friends this morning.
What do you think, if anything, should happen to James Comey then? What's your opinion on that?
My preference? I'd love to see the death penalty. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, if I could flip the switch myself,
I'd do it.
Because these men are traitors. They absolutely assaulted not just the Trump administration, but your vote, my vote, and anybody who went to the ballot box in 2016, irrespective.
This is just incredible.
Who we voted for?
I guarantee you, Jillian Melly is like sitting there. She's like an innocent flower. She's like, oh my gosh, I just asked him that, and he said, kill him. I'm sorry. You just have to understand. Folks, I'm not even, look, Jillian Melly's great. It's just, you have to understand, a lot of these people. When you get on Fox News, it's all about your hair looking good, you know, your makeup, you know, everything, and your suit. I'm like the farthest thing from that. My hair is half the time a mess. My beard's, disheveled. I wear a T-shirt. Quite frankly, I'd ditch the suit entirely if it was up to me. But my point is, I just went out on Fox News, and I guarantee you, the whole crew is just sitting there like, oh, God, we sound like InfoWars now. But it's like, why would you even debate that? I can sit here and cite the U.S. code all day long. The punishment for treason is death. I mean, you can go down the list of the U.S. code, and if you enforced it, I mean, hell, half of D.C. would be hanging tomorrow. So, I mean, you know, you take your picks, but here's what I'm predicting. Because it's not even a prediction. It's just, I forget, but somebody asked me a question about this the other day. And I'm saying, you know, it's just like a snowball rolling down the hill. Once that momentum is going and the ball is rolling down the hill, it's not going to be stopped. So, folks, now that you have people going on national television saying these people committed treason and now saying death penalty, folks, that dog is hunting. And it's and the pack is, they got the scent. And so you watch. Now the thing, probably by the end of the month, is going to be saying these people committed treason. That's going to be the hot thing, and everybody's going to want that clip with them in it. Because, see, it doesn't matter. I feel like I'm wasting time telling you this, but this is how it goes. I can say that all day long for three straight years on air, and it won't matter. But as soon as you say it on Fox News, it's like, boom, explosion. Because once it's accepted there, once that dam is broken, then all the water rushes in. So it's like InfoWars is like the big water base here. Like, we're the big water basin. And there's others in there too, Gateway Pundit, National File. But like, that's the big water basin of truth and information and power. And then it's like Fox News, mainstream media is like the dam of that. And then they decide when we're going to lower the dam and how much information is going to flow out. But see, sometimes the basin of water gets so overflowing that the dam can't stop it. And so that's where we're at now. So now that you have him saying treason on Fox News, death penalty on Fox News, that's going to be all the rave. And now everybody's going to get on Fox News and say treason. Everybody's going to get on Fox News and say death penalty. President Trump also tweeted this out over the weekend. Don't allow rigged elections. That was a retweet of Molly Hemingway's article. 28 million mail-in ballots went missing in last four elections. Folks, and again, this is another one. The Democrats cheat like water is wet. Democrats' political process is cheating. I mean, it's the playbook. It's par for the course. It's like if you're watching Michael Jordan on the Bulls in the 90s, they ran the triangle offense. You say, hey, why are three guys in the triangle passing the ball around? Because they run the triangle offense. Hey, why are the Democrats calling for no voter ID and mail-in balloting? Well, because they cheat. It's like, oh, okay, makes sense now. Well, it makes sense. That's the Democrats' game plan. Illegal votes. Non-citizen votes. Oh, and then, look, you got, folks, just imagine what the Democrats have been caught doing in the last 4 years. Totally exposed. Really in the last five with Project Veritas and others. You think these people have any measurement, any line of integrity at all? They will do anything. They will do anything for their political agenda. They think it's bigger than you, bigger than them. So, like, if you're out there a believer in God, and you give all your faith to God, which I would say most of this audience is probably in tune with. I don't think everybody that listens to the show is necessarily religious, and that's fine. But just like somebody would give their faith an alliance to God, the creator, and just say, it doesn't matter what happens to me or my body, I lay it down because I have a higher duty from a higher power, which is my calling, that's God. These people's God is their agenda. They sacrifice everything and will do anything for their agenda. Fake news stories caught doing it. Fake protests caught doing it. Fake crimes caught doing it. Fake nurses, fake doctors, fake actors. Fake. Everything they do. But that's because they've given up everything to their agenda, their political agenda. That's their higher power. And you can try to psychoanalyze this as many days as you have left on this earth, and you'll never understand it, folks, because what you'll never understand is that you can't get into that psychological headspace. You'll never understand wanting to be a tyrant. You'll never understand wanting slavery. You'll never understand wanting to be a slave. You'll never understand wanting to be a slave driver. You'll never understand wanting to cut other people's freedoms. You'll never understand lying and manipulating and cheating and deceiving for someone else's agenda. You will never understand that. I've tried to understand it. I can't do it. I've landed on either these people are total NPCs, not even real humans, totally possessed by the devil, or just truly so brainwashed, they are really not even thinking anymore. They can't even think clearly. They can't even think freely. They are just brainwashed foot soldiers, pawns in a game that they don't even realize they're playing. But you can't begin to understand the psychology of evil, folks, when you're not evil. You just have to recognize it and fight it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I haven't gotten to some of these other big news stories here, but I won't make you hold any longer. But some of the bigger ones are the fact that they're getting ready to blame Trump for whatever happens. All the economic misfortune, they'll blame on Trump. Whatever coronavirus news comes next, they'll blame on Trump. They're already getting ready for all of that. Other weird stuff happening because people are just going crazy from this lockdown mask BS. You've got China in big trouble right now. What will come of that? President Trump celebrating the return of Kim Jong-un, who did not look well cutting that ribbon, but is still alive. President Trump called for a reinvestigation into the murder. The cold case, the Joe Scarborough cold case of the dead intern that showed up in his closet. And then you've got, well, what we already knew, that the virus has been here for months. Most people are now testing positive for antibodies, never even showed a symptom. So look, at the end of the day, this is going to be like the flu. And then there's this whole thing, oh, you can't say that. It's not like the flu. Screw you. I'll say whatever the hell I want. It is like the damn flu. Is it more deadly? Yeah. Is it more contagious? Absolutely. But overall, aggregate, put it into a window, put it into a bracket, it's like the flu. But you see, they knew. See, folks, again, this is designed in a lab with the HIV strain to attack men's testicles. Lower our fertility rate, probably another 5 to 10%. Just keep chipping away at it. And they strained it with the COVID. So they souped it up, made it more contagious, did the HIV to attack men's testicles, did the COVID because they already knew the COVID shows up in 80% of humans' microbiome as is. So yeah, you're going to test positive for COVID. It's all a big game, folks. It's all a big game. And let me tell you this. If Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates of hell are really as bright as they like to make themselves out to be, they already knew all that. So either they're dumb as rocks or they already knew all of that. Of course, there's a little of both. Because you are dumb as rocks. Because, you know, I was thinking about this. Let's say we actually see heads roll for all the treason and the crimes against humanity. So you could sit here and look at an Obama and a Brennan and a Comey who really just looks like a dumbass, quite frankly, Comey. He really looks like I don't know why they put him in there. Maybe there's some other stuff they liked about him, and so they just said, yeah, put him in here. But he really looks like a total dunce. You know, maybe he likes to have a good time at parties. Let's just put it that way. And is Comey a victim of circumstance? Because all the abuses that Obama's done and Comey and Brennan and all these guys that are going down for, you know, they're just one in thousands that have gone through DC. But you see, that's the old tested and true lesson. You see something coming that's horribly wrong, but you know what? You kind of get introduced to it, and then it's explained to you, and then you see it, and then you see how it's been going on forever, and whether you engage in it or not or try to fight it, well, it's really going to be of no consequence, so you might as well just get rich and powerful off it because, I mean, it is the jungle. I mean, we're in the jungle. Oh, yeah. So you just figure out, I'll just join the part of the corruption, and, you know, I'll be fine. Ooh, and then you're not so fine. It happens that it all gets exposed and crumbles while you're involved. Well, are you a victim of circumstance? No. You chose to be in that position, Comey and Obama and Clapper. And, you know, I think Obama did make a lot of those decisions while he was president. But I'm getting long-winded here. You also have President Trump tweeting out a story. John Durham expands his investigative team as he ramps up Spygate probe. Also, Adam Schiff has hidden Russian transcripts despite unanimous vote to release them. Folks, when they release these next rounds of transcripts, there's going to be about three or four new releases from the Flynn case, probably at least one from Roger Stone, and then a ton from Adam Schiff. I mean, we're talking like 40. By the way, he voted to release them, and then he got in charge of the committee, and then he hid them all. I mean, Adam Schiff is such a dirtbag liar. I should stop before I say something that may get published on Media Matters, like, you know, if Adam Schiff committed treason, he should get the death penalty. But that's a different story. And then designers create coronavirus-proof rave suit. for the Club COVID. Yeah. Because there's nothing like taking a roll of ecstasy and banging your brains out in a spacesuit to DJ Tiesto. Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. We're going to do first-time callers first. So let's start with Mika in New York. I'm assuming not Mika Brzezinski, but that'd be interesting. Mika in New York, first-time caller. Go ahead.
Tiesto.
Oh, my gosh, I love it. Club Tiesto.
Yo, we're the COVID kids all day long. Give me the, yo, I am in New York. I haven't worn a mask in 6 weeks. I was wearing one back when no one was wearing them before the shutdown. And, I just don't know what to do. I did my own little protest last week in Times Square. Thinking about doing another one. So it was just me, you know, just me and a bullhorn in Times Square. And I tried to wake people up. I said, all businesses matter. Telling them about Bill Gates, telling them about 5G killing, telling them about Fauci, telling them about everything. And I got a really interesting response. I mean, a lot of people came and sat down and listened to me. Nobody really wanted to interact with me. But
that's okay, because you're the man on the mountain now.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, I could tell nobody wanted to argue, but they were kind of giving me a look like, yeah, finally, at least somebody's, like, this is so weird. At least someone's mad about something. And several people, you know, they took their lunch and they sat there. And I tried to just be as positive as I could about such a negative topic. But, you know, I'm originally from Michigan, so maybe it's my Michigan protester blood. But
you guys really, Ted Nugent wasn't messing around when he came on InfoWars a year ago and said, Michigan conservatives are not messing around.
Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm from Grand Rapids, and anybody that knows anything about Grand Rapids is, we take it seriously. And that the one place that's worse than New York, honestly, my brother just moved from Brooklyn, and I'm like, you're going to the one place that's actually worse.
Well, it's crazy, but it's almost a perfect scenario for a patriotic revolution. I'll leave it at that. But, you know, Mika, I'm not going to have time here, but I want to get back into your story about being in Times Square with the bullhorn and why that is actually so important. Because most people will sit here and their first instinct is, well, what good is it? Or were you on social media? No, folks. No. Not anymore. Social media is dead. You're going to get banned on it anyway. These are dead platforms. They're echo chambers. I'm going to explain on the other side why what Mika did in New York with a bullhorn, the man on the island, the man on the mountain, is the solution, is the path to victory. I'm going to explain that with the perfect example on the other side.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show. Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, I wanted to respond to that last caller and take some more calls and explain what I'm talking about here. And by the way, the last caller does have a website, prohumanfuture.com, prohumanfuture.com. And that is important. If you want to be in the media battle, if you want to go beyond just a one-man example out on the streets, if you do want to get involved in the digital media, then that is obviously a powerful thing, and you have that. But what he did in Times Square was so important because you have to understand, folks, I forget the phenomenon. There's a name for this in psychology. But basically, until you see someone else doing something, like you could be thinking about doing something your entire life, but until you see someone else do it, you never do it. And so when you become that action, you then become that spark. You then become that alpha. And so the perfect example is this viral video, which seems stupid and mundane on its surface, but it is a real world actual example where this guy is at a music festival. And at the beginning of the video, he's dancing all by himself. And a couple people go over there and they kind of goon him and laugh at him. You know, he's the joke. He's the clown. Look at him over there dancing all by himself. What a loser. But, you know, it's like a music festival and, you know, you're supposed to be dancing, having a good time. But that's not the point. The point is the guy's dancing all by himself. And at the beginning, he's all alone. And the couple people around him are making fun of him and, you know, pointing fun and pointing their finger and laughing. Well, he just keeps dancing because he's in it to dance. And he doesn't really care about the people laughing or ridiculing or whatever. He's just saying, hey, I'm at a music festival dancing. I'm having a good time. And so eventually, a minute goes by, and all of a sudden people are running, and they're getting next to him, and they're dancing. And then 2 minutes go by, and then there's 10, 20, 30, and then 3 minutes go by. It's 50, 100, and now all of a sudden he literally has the entire dance party around him. So when you go out into Times Square with a bullhorn and you're standing out there all by yourself and you think, well, what am I really doing here? I'm not even on social media. I'm not even digital. I'm just here. I don't even have an audience. I didn't promote this. None of it matters, folks, because you're leading by example. And now all the other people that were thinking about doing exactly what you're doing are now more inclined to go do it themselves. And so at one point, you were a lone man on a mountain, on an island. But because you didn't relent and you stayed true, you then became the leader. And you're no longer alone on that mountain, on that island. And the task at hand is not as heavy. And so that is why it was so important what Mika did. Now, again, he does have a website, promianfuture.com, but just by going out, being active, that's how you change things. And so one man who's been dancing in front of cameras for 25 years is Alex Jones. And no, he has not barbecued his neighbors yet, but Alex, you are still considering it.
Well, no, I was just watching you in there and I had been in the bathroom. I missed the first part. Where is that? Hawaii, it looked like?
I think, I'm guessing it's in America. It's a music festival. I really don't know where.
Well, the point is that's a perfect allegory of leadership versus the cops pulling guns and beating people up for not social distancing in New York. This is the Chi-Com globalist rollout. The whole lockdown is about training us to accept this. Walmart already has all this in place. You're kicking ass in there. I just wanted everybody to know we love you. And we're going to get the video streams back up, folks, but we're not Google. And that's why it's, you know, so hard what we do here and the attacks we're under. We're not bitching and complaining. It's just that it's a serious vibe. You're kicking ass, Owen.
Well, and this is, folks, again, this is the underground. You know, this is what the tyrants don't want you to hear. So you're going to have to jump through some hoops sometimes. But when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you flood us with support, then we can build our own new systems.
And by the way, beyond that, it's the word of mouth, man.
And that's how we get the audience. And see, the problem is you go tell your friends and family, then the traffic gets flooded, and then we have to rebuild. We have to expand. We have to get more satellites. We have to get more websites. We have to get more servers. We get bigger. And we are ready for this challenge, folks, but it's only made possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, again,
they haven't fixed the links back up, but the web speed's back up.
Okay, InfoWars.com. We're getting this. This is live on air. Go ahead, Rob. Band.video. Okay, there we go. So that's how, so see, people think their stuff goes down behind the scenes around here. I literally just had the crew come in here and tell me the web streams are back up. So that's not even in the ear. It's like we do everything. It's like we basically are running around naked. Okay, I mean, you know, but it's all good, right? Why don't we do it in the road? Okay, I think I've made my point with that. I want to take another caller here. Let's go to Dan, who we had a couple callers want to talk about the live streams. That's okay. Well, Dan was one of them. First time caller in California. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Owen. Thanks for taking my call. I'm going to skip the live stream thing. I want to talk about how you are very veteran centric and you have the veteran live stream on the last Friday of the month.
Yeah, I mean, I just realized just from my own time meeting veterans and just being smart, knowing how big and important they are, I'm just sitting here saying, why don't more people do it? So I mean,
I want to put a challenge out to all the veterans that are listening right now. This is an opportunity for us to stand up for our community and take our skills and put them into public service, because the government invested a huge amount of money into us. I've been doing a lot of food distributions, teaching first aid classes for free. I think this is an opportunity for us to really stand up.
You know, talk more about that. Talk more about that, because it sounds like you're a veteran and this is a call to other veterans.
It is. So what it is we have a lot of these people that are hiding in their house. And, you know, we have the whole 22 veteran a day thing where we have the suicide impact. But what it comes down to is our ability to reintegrate into the community. And we have to find ways and means to make ourselves available for service. And so there's a couple of organizations I'd be willing to send an email to your producer if he's interested with some of the organizations I work with. But, you know, we cannot stand by and watch this happen and just sit here, man. Like, it's not cool.
You know, make an example, though. What is something that you're doing that's you know, not sitting by, but getting active?
So I've worked with several organizations. One of them is called Us for Warriors, and we do food distribution for vet and active duty families. And then we do Mission Continues, which we build public schools, parks, you know, housing communities. We've worked with Habitat for Humanity, just this giant variety of things. It's just trying to get these vets out of their house and reintegrated into their community.
You know, this is kind of off subject, but it's just on my mind. I only got 90 seconds left. What is it? What is that challenge all about, getting reacclimated? Is it that veterans are afraid that they're going to be like looked at funny or judged? What is that hesitation to get reacclimated to society?
No, my personal opinion, I think it's that just we have so much training that a lot of times people look at us like we're overqualified for something, and so a lot of times we kind of have to sit ride the bench, you know.
Or it's like, honestly, it's like they've demonized America so much and guns so much, and then it's like the troops are like America and guns, like personified. It's almost like you've been soft demonized, even though it's like people always pretend that they care about veterans. When rubber meets the road, they really don't. This is like the mainstream tactic. Would you agree with that?
Veterans have a soft heart. Dude, we're part of the community, man. Like, all we have to do is just, like, this is what I say is, give me a mission and I will drive forward. You know, you just have to find that kind of leadership. And so that's what I'm trying to encourage. Just getting these guys out of their houses, getting them involved in their communities, going into peer leadership programs, just doing everything they can. Because right now, this is the time for us to stand up.
By the way, guys, I don't have the numbers in front of me. Dan, thank you so much for that great call. Hope you call again. I wonder, I mean, how many veterans commit suicide every year? And again, it's like, I mean, we can sit here and do numbers, but when you look at the coronavirus response, I mean, whose lives do we really care about?
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
A special in studio guest coming up next hour. First time. Got a bunch of callers here I want to get to. I do have a bunch of news, but I may have to just hold off on that, get to that later. Get to your phone calls right now. Let's go ahead and do that. Let me see here. We've got first time callers on the board that I want to get to. Let's do Mark, first-time caller in Kentucky. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
I'm here in Kentucky. I'm a deemed non-essential worker right now, living under Governor Adolph Beshear's tyranny.
Incredible.
I'd like to tell you I'm trying to do my best to, you know, spread the word. I've got my car painted up with, you know, Infowars.com and band.video and a lot of Trump 2020 banners. And I just cruise it around everywhere I go in my town.
Kentucky, that's pretty safe, though.
Yeah, well,
I mean, outside of what, Louisville? I mean, it's, you know, pretty safe.
Yeah. I'm pretty far outside of Louisville, about 100 miles.
That's good. You know, you never know what the Louisville Bats are going to do to you. But so you said you had some info here about COVID you wanted to share.
It's a website that I came across recently, actually watching a TikTok video. It's called questioningcovid.com. And I'm pretty sure I've seen some of the doctors and experts that you've had on the show and Alex has had on his show on the website. They have a real good message about how they'd like to see the future of medicine go.
And that's questioningcovid.com?
Yes. I don't know if it's still up. The last time I checked it, it was. We know they might have shut it down by now.
We just pulled it up right there. And the sub-headline for the Questioning COVID is clinicians, researchers, and health experts from around the world interrogating the mainstream narrative around the pandemic.
Yes.
Yeah, and so then, yeah, there you said it. There's a bunch of videos and science and stuff. But so, but I guess the challenge then is, Mark, is how do we, pun not intended, but trump the mainstream news? Because they still have the access. You know, and President Trump was saying this the other day. It's almost criminal that the likes of NBC and ABC get access to the public airwaves and general transmission. And it's total propaganda. I mean, why not give InfoWars that same access?
Exactly. Yeah, you all need to have a reporter in the press conferences. Well, until he quit doing them.
Well, and look, here's the thing about that, because I'll be honest. And maybe it's just not for me. Someone else can do that. I can't stand D.C. Like, honestly, Austin, Texas is too political for my taste, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go to the Midwest where it's like, really, people in the Midwest really don't care. Like, you mind your own business, they mind their own business. But it's like down here in Austin, it's like, oh, like these liberals are just constantly in your business.
I've seen plenty of videos when you first started out with Alex.
And it's just sad that this is happening at the heart of Texas. I mean, you'd think, I mean, it's just crazy. We have communists running around on the streets here who are fighting fascism, but they just don't understand the issue. It's wild, Mark. Thank you so much for calling and sharing that website with us. And by the way, that reminds me, because I have this video. Here's the story from the Gateway Pundit today. Tearful nurse blows whistle on New York hospitals murdering COVID patients with complete medical mismanagement. Now, again, I mean, I don't think the crew does this. Maybe I should just start having them do this on top of their 500 other tasks. But it's like, I mean, we could literally sit here and document all the things that I guess you could say we predict. It's not really even a prediction. It's just telling you what's going on before anyone else. How many times did I say there is a massive story in New York about how they've been dealing with patients and they're literally killing them? I've been saying it for months. Well, now nurses that are not from New York, but traveling to New York for part of the help with the response in New York, they're getting back home and they're doing these videos and they're saying, my goodness, why are we doing this? We're murdering these patients. Folks, look, I know this is going to be hard for people to understand. And you know what? Even the average liberal that's listening right now that's going to write a hit piece on me later tonight, even you guys need to understand this, because you might not be an evil person. But you know that this is out there. Folks, you got to understand, and I said this earlier, we can't even possibly comprehend the psychology of these people. We can study it and we can observe it, but we can never get into that headspace. We were never designed to be there. These people are there. Folks, I'm telling you, there are Democrat doctors and nurses that are just, I don't even want to say going along with it, because they don't even know what they're going along with. But they're getting the transmission from the devil. They're getting the transmission from demons. And so they don't even really fully comprehend it, but they know that it gives them that feeling of satisfaction in their gut because they're tuned into the devil, so they go with it. So yeah, murder as many people as you can with malpractice so they die of COVID. Give the funding to all the people that claim that they have COVID so that they can get four times as much cash. That's now coming out as well. LA Times, coronavirus patients could be cash cows for nursing homes. So yeah, it turns out you get four times as much cash for a coronavirus patient. Same thing goes to the hospitals. So now you're seeing the groundwork of why medical professionals and doctors and nurses were going along with it. They're getting rich. You know why mainstream news is going along with it. They're funded by Bill Gates, Microsoft, Big Pharmaceutical. You know why Big Pharmaceutical, Microsoft wants this to happen. They want the vaccines. They want the testing kits. They want the digital video interface monopoly. Folks, the pattern, the criminal network, it's all there. It's all there. Sitting right there. Just sitting there, floating. Fireworks, firing off this raft that's floating in the ocean. So it's heartbreaking, folks. But there are people that are that evil. They hate you so much. And that's really what it is, folks. That's what you can't comprehend. I can't comprehend it, okay? I don't know what it's like to be motivated by hate. I'm not motivated by hate. I've never been motivated by hate. Do I have hate sometimes? Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I do. I have hate for evil people that want to destroy humanity and the innocent youth. I do hate those people. But I don't make that my driving force. I try to retract from that. These people that are going along with the coronavirus hoax knowingly, like the tyrant mayor in Chicago, you won't believe a clip we have of this Lightfoot. More like Dark Soul. I mean, seriously, this B.I. itch needs to be in Guantanamo Bay tomorrow in a cell with Obama. We'll play that clip later. But my point is, folks, these people are so given to evil. They do not care. They do not care. They will sacrifice lives. They will sacrifice the truth. They will sacrifice anything for their agenda. They're getting a transmission from Satan. Let me tell you, you pray for a transmission from God, you will get that transmission, and it is heavy, and it will steer you. That's not something that's easy to do, but you can do it. Folks, that's why so many people choose evil. Getting the evil transmission is easy. Acting on that transmission is easy. It's real easy. It's lazy to be evil. But we can't even comprehend that. Why would there be people in the medical practice wanting to make the coronavirus outbreak worse? Folks, it's the same old why. Money and power. And these people are so given over to evil. They're so motivated by hatred. And I'm becoming redundant again, but that's what's driving this whole thing now. And I mean, that's it. Like, say, well, why do they keep lying about masks? Why do they keep lying about the numbers? Why do they keep lying about the over hospital? Why? They're evil.
Oh, you're not being redundant. But they're evil because they're weak and they learn how to cheat. And then once they get turned over to evil, then they feel that burning in the belly, the power of trampling people. But that's what's going on. But they're just turned over to it. It's not even them anymore. That's the key to all this.
And that's why they're so lifeless and they look like Lightfoot. I mean, that woman looks like she has had her soul sucked out of her and replaced with a crucible of darkness. Just look at the lifelessness, the and soullessness.
Look how satanic the governor of Michigan looks. And look how evil Cuomo looks. And look how evil the California governor looks. He looks like the American Psycho. And they always have that fake smile like, hey, you're going to stay in because I love you. But even though they're killing hundreds of years of progress and the third world's dying in mass, when the first world collapses, the third world dies. We need everybody to get that out. Hundreds of millions are going to die, and these people are to blame for it.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right. I'm not sure I'm going to get to the rest of these headlines. You can always go to my Subscribestar. I put out my press release there every day. All the news I get to or don't get to is there on my press release. And of course, folks, band.video is the home website for all of our videos that we produce here and all the other great hosts that are at band.video back up and running. We did have some troubles with that. I appreciate your patience. We gave out the website. If we do have video problems in the future, which we hope we won't, streams.infowars.com for audio, streams.infowars.com/war room for this audio. And so that is pretty much always good when we deal with these tech issues. For whatever reason, they never go after our audio. Hope I'm not compromising our strong position there, but that's just the truth. And again, folks, it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes it all possible. Now, I forgot. I got all these powerful videos. I got more news, and I got tons of calls. We're going to keep going. Plus, big in-studio guest coming up. Let's do clip. You know what? Let's go to Lori Darksoul, the mayor of Chicago. I'm telling you, Chicago is one of the greatest cities, man. And to just see how the Democrats have robbed that city dry and just stolen the spirit of Chicago. I mean, this soulless demon, Mayor Lori Lightfoot, Lori Darksoul. Let me ask her a question. Mayor Darksoul, what would you like to see happen to people in Illinois, or more specifically, people in Chicago that are protesting your illegal mandatory stay-at-home orders? What would you do to them?
Now, I've directed Superintendent Brown to order all police districts to give special attention to these parties. And this is how it's going to be. We will shut you down. Oh. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you and we will take you to jail. Period. There should be nothing unambiguous about that.
I'd like to see you try.
Treat you like a criminal. But if you act like a criminal and you violate the law and you refuse to do
what is necessary, I'd like to see you with your Skeletor looking ass try.
In the middle of a pandemic, we will take you to jail, period.
All right, I need to stop because this bug-eyed freak would look real good getting, you know what, I'm going to stop because I don't want to, but I mean, you know, you want to be a tyrant, you're going to step in front of us, you're going to be flattened. That freak. What a tyrant. Did you hear that? If you dare go out during the mandatory stay-at-home order, she'll throw you in jail. You know, and look, I don't have any connection to California. So, like, when I see Governor Newsom doing all of his totalitarian, authoritarian things out there, it's a story to me, and I cover it, and obviously it's relevant, but it doesn't really tug at my heartstrings. But, like, I have a connection to Chicago. I have friends. I have family. I've been there. I've spent tons of time there. So, like, there's, like, when it's, like, you know, when someone goes after your house, it's, like, you see your neighbor's house getting burned down. It's, like, oh, wow. You know, you kind of get a little panic and you have an issue there. But when it's your house, it's, like, whoa. And I just know. People in Chicago aren't going to put up with this. I mean, I'd like to see Lori Lightfoot go to South Chicago and enforce a curfew. Yeah. Let's see Lori Lightfoot go north of downtown, a little bit northwest, about 2 miles. Let's see her enforce that. You know, it's just, see, because that's the thing. None of these people will ever be the enforcement arm of any of their policies. They don't even abide by their policies. Now, obviously, Lori Lightfoot hasn't seen a hairdresser for some time. I think that's by choice. But so, I mean, can you imagine this? Because we literally have, you don't have to imagine it. We literally have authoritarian dictates in California, Governor Gavin Newsom. In Michigan, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In Chicago, Mayor Lori Lightfoot. In New York, in Austin, Texas, all across the nation, little Stalins posing as Americans. Ladies and gentlemen, when I'm wrong, I will correct the record, and I have been terribly wrong. Mayor Lori Darksoul of Chicago has not missed a single hair appointment. To which I said, is her hairstylist blind? Well, it turns out her hairstylist is a Democrat, so yes. Wow. But again, it's the same thing. Like, Oh, you can't get a haircut. You got to go to the black market. And if you do, we'll arrest you, send the cops after you. But I'm the mayor. So I get to do whatever the hell I want. And you don't get jack crap. And by the way, I'm a black woman, so I'm a victim too. Screw you. And I'm ugly. So you should feel bad. And I don't know how to dress. I have no sense of style. I look like I got two permanent black eyes and I'm permanently pregnant, but damn it, I'm in charge around here. All right, I'm sorry, I'm being rude, but you know what? Screw her. She's a fascist. I need to take these phone calls, and I got these videos too. It's just unbelievable what we're dealing with here. Isn't it? Yeah. They come at me because I'm not wearing a mask at the grocery store. Sir, why aren't you wearing a mask? Oh, I can't breathe. Oh, I'm so sorry. Just try to, I mean, seriously, like, this is what we have to do, folks. Like, we have to go crazy. I'm serious. Like, we have to go crazy in public. Someone harasses you about a mask, like, start panicking. Like, oh my God, a mask? Like, oh, what's wrong? Like, I had an incident as a child. I'm scared of masks. It's like, oh my gosh. I can't wear a face mask. I had nightmares, and the guy murdered me in my dreams was wearing a face mask. You start breaking down, like, oh my God. Like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, yeah, I saw the movie, and there was the bad guy had a face mask. I can't wear it. Oh, I'm so sorry. Seriously, folks, I mean, I don't, trust me, I don't like doing it. I don't like debasing my IQ either, but I mean, you know, sometimes you have to take certain steps and measurements. All right, I'm ranting here. Let me just go back to phone calls before I get distracted again. Let's go to Kelly, a first-time caller, Staten Island. Kelly, go ahead.
Hi, Owen, I love your rant.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, so initially I was calling for the dropped wire, but actually I've been wanting to some time. I live right around the corner from the first corona testing site. So for 2 months now that we've had this corona testing site around the corner from my house with all these state troopers and National Guard, so it's been pretty surreal.
Wow, this is actually incredible, folks. We have Kelly, who's obviously a dead soul, calling in from Staten Island because there's no way you could have survived, Kelly. There's just simply no way.
Tell me, I have my garden going. We were pitching a tent a few weeks ago. It's surreal. It's surreal. And over my shoulder is this other world of people who, I'm not belittling, you know, things that are happening. They are ill, but this is a scary place to be right now.
You know, what is it like? Because I'm seeing this trend too. I've got a couple stories, but like, guys are wearing KKK hoods into stores for their masks. Guys are wiping their noses on clerks and people harassed them, coughing on them. An officer got shoved into a lake. A security guard got shot to death in Flint, Michigan for harassing patrons at a dollar store about a mask. So, I mean, when you're going out, you said you had a tent in your front yard. Are you being harassed? Are people harassing you?
No. No, but, you know, look, we're five boroughs, right? The block I live on is almost like the country. I'm down the block from the beach, all right? I grew up in Brooklyn, and my old neighborhood right now is a lot different. And we saw what happened in Manhattan with the cop throwing the guy into the crosswalk and throwing him a beating. It's intense. It's intense. Actually, I do live down the block from the boardwalk, and this past weekend, there were dozens of police, even on horseback. So that was interesting.
Here's what I'm afraid of, because there's already this looming angst, and it's this whole thing about boomers, and that's why you have the OK Boomer meme. Well, look, folks, I got news for you. The boomers, specifically the men boomers who have been disenfranchised by political correctness and by diversity and by what's the name of those programs? I can't think of it off the top of my head. But basically, these boomers that have been around and are fed up with this crap, they're going to be the ones going around coughing on people, wiping their nose on people, wearing KKK hoods, just rubbing this hoax in your face because they're done. I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm saying this is just going to continue. These boomers are done. Like, they're sick of the crap. They've been sick of political correctness for 30 years. They're not going to wear a mask. And I just kind of see this getting ugly. I don't know about in New York, but I mean, I'm telling you, these middle-aged men that are boomers that have this attitude angst that are built up from political correctness and diversity, all this BS destroying their country, they're about to start rearing their heads, I think, in the next month if this shutdown doesn't end.
Well, Owen, I do stand on an interesting front with that. I'm an instructor in a high school equivalency diploma program for a fatherhood program. So I work with at-risk young men age 18 to 30, and we get all kinds of people coming into that program. And it's a lot of different kinds of people who are angry right now. So, you know, you're talking middle age. I'm talking youth also. I'm talking about my mother, who's, you know, in her early 70s. So it's like there's a wide range of people, at least here in the city. I don't know about any KKK. You know, in reality, we all live like one tribe. I mean,
I want to be clear. The only reason I put out the KKK mass story, I don't believe this guy's a member of the KKK. I don't think he is even racist. My point is that male boomers in particularly are going to start doing stunts to get a response because they feel they've been disenfranchised and they've been put into submission by diversity and political correctness. And so they see this opportunity of this massive hoax that they're not falling for. So they're just going to take advantage of it. And I don't know how it's going to go. KKK mass today, wiping their nose on you tomorrow. You know, who knows? Kelly, thank you so much for calling in today. Hope you call again. Let's go to Cowboy in Oregon. Go ahead, Cowboy.
Hey, I want to thank you for taking my call. And I also want to say, stay classy. Keep doing what you're doing. I want to get two messages out. First message is to the American people. You need to stand up now. Quit acting in fear. You need to stand up, take action now, or we're all dead in the future. To all the blue states out there, you need to get rid of your governors. You already know that they're corrupt. We already see through the lies. Time to get rid of them. You have the power to do so. And then second message is to President Trump. American people, stand with you. American people, see through the lies. President Trump, you need to quit caring about what the media is saying about you. Because anything you do, you're garbage to them. You're evil. So don't worry about what the media is doing. Care about what the American people are doing because more and more you care about the media. The American people are thinking that you're not caring about them. So,
yeah, you know, that's a great point because he calls them the enemy of the American people, which I agree with, but then he lets them in the front gates and he feeds them a meal and he ingratiates them. Meanwhile, Americans are getting screwed over 10 times. So, you know, that is frustrating. Cowboy, thank you so much for the call. Here's a perfect example of what Cowboy was just talking about and what I was talking about. First, in clip 10, a man has a boat in Florida. He has a Trump flag on it. So the neighbors call and they say, we don't want that Trump flag at our marina. Have them take it down. And so what did the guy end up doing? Here, go to the video in clip 10. And Trump, we tweeted this. So the guy says, okay, fine. You won't have to deal with my boat for the next 3 days. Sends his boat off to a... what do they call those things, guys, when they put the vinyl over the boat? The wrap. So he goes out and he gets his whole boat wrapped with Trump big and bold on each side. But then what happens? Just like the guy dancing in the field? Look at clip 9, where now the entire cove is filled with Trump flags and Trump boats and Trump decals. So look, this is the lighter side of the boomers that you're going to be seeing in the next month or so. The darker side is going to be the KKK mask, the rubbing their nose on you know, clerks telling them to wear a mask and stuff. But these are the kind of stunts that the lighter boomers are going to do. So, but again, it's another example. One guy's like, hey, screw you. I'm putting a Trump flag on my boat. And then the whole neighborhood's like, hey, that's a good idea. I want one.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You know, it hit me again in the break that this coronavirus is going to blow back on the Democrats just like everything else. We still have to live through it, and we're still not sure how exactly it's going to play out, but Just like Russian collusion hoax has fully exposed the treason of Obama and could end up likely putting him in Guantanamo Bay or hung from a tree, you're going to have the same thing happen now with this coronavirus. And people are already looking at Bill Gates. They're already looking at Fauci. And they're now seriously all looking at China. Now, how much do we sacrifice? How much do we lose? Is it like the kind of thing where you go into a war, you get both your legs and both your arms blown up, but, you know, you come out alive on the other side victorious? Or are we going to come out even stronger and not lose any limbs? But this coronavirus thing is going to totally blow back on the Democrats. I mean, I can't even really measure it properly. Now, I got a bunch of other stuff that I want to get to here. But, folks, when there is a shortage of adrenochrome, see, the Satanists have to reincarnate themselves to find different ways to access the adrenochrome. So, ladies and gentlemen, Jeffrey Epstein has been reincarnated as a chimpanzee, and he is still doing the dirty work for the Satanist elite. And so here is Jeffrey Epstein reincarnated as a monkey trying to steal a young girl off the streets. See, the monkey rolls up on a motorcycle and then literally drags the toddler away. Okay, now I'm obviously making jokes here, but how do you explain that? Now, I've seen so many crazy things from animals. The only way I could possibly explain it is like a reincarnation type thing. Look, this is a crazy multiverse, multidimensional consciousness that we're in here. So I'm sure demons can get themselves into animals just like they can humans. But seriously, how do you explain, folks, if you're audio only, this is not even a joke. A monkey comes flying into the scene on a motorcycle, rides up on a motorcycle perfectly, ditches the bike like he's in Fast and Furious 7, and then yanks a toddler off a park bench and is literally dragging the toddler away. How do you explain that? Shortage of adrenochrome. Devil doing anything he can to get that little serving to his little minions there. Laura Silsby at the border of Haiti, I don't know. All right, let me go back to these callers. Let's do Michael, first time caller in Mexico. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Owen, how are you doing today? I'm down in Yucatan, Mexico, and I've been really working hard. I've got to go to a non-essential dentist appointment in just a little bit, so I'll keep it real short. This thing down here in Yucatan is just like watching Jaws after 40 years or the Oklahoma City bombing. It's so amateur, but it's exactly the same thing. It's like I woke up again in 1993. There's no beer. The Neocon governor and the Neocon mayor of Progreso here is just absolutely turning the screws up. I need a couple of help on two. Oh, I just want to tell the mayor that the screenshots can really be a bitch. I know he already knows that, but that's for you, Julian Zacarias Curi in Progreso. I need help on a couple of things, really. On the Facebook, I've been working that real hard. I'm an old Ron Pauler from a long time back, and so we do this. And I need help on Facebook. If you've got anybody that speaks Spanish on the Yucatan Health Department webpage and the governor, Mauricio Vila webpage, and the mayor, Julian Zacarias Curi webpage. I'm sitting here looking at Trump. I got a screenshot. I may be the only one that ever saw it, but Trump flipping the bird with the swabs, remember that?
No.
Well, when he was showing the new swabs, he carefully arranged them in his hand and held that thing like the bird. It's the most beautiful screenshot ever. He's flipping the bird as he's showing us all. Once we get these tests, we can kind of figure out that this thing's no big deal. Anyways, I bet this guy 20 pesos that Donald Trump might have some extra antibody tests for us in Yucatan. He said Donald Trump hates Mexicans. And you know what's going on. And it's exactly the same as here, only it's just like Oklahoma City, like Jaws. So if you guys could just get him, you know, a few of these swabs in Yucatan by Friday, that would be great, okay?
So what would just to test people down there?
Because they are absolutely pouring on the cold. These Yucatecos are absolutely terrified, and the media is just terrified. And I'm going on the website, on the Facebook things after 3 weeks being off the damn thing. And
well, I think what I'm hearing is what I kind of already figured, and I don't have it in my news stack today. I could have sworn I did, but I saw it. Developing the narrative in the media, oh, Mexico is now getting hit with the coronavirus. I think Trump even tweeted it out too. Oh, now it's hitting Mexico. Oh, Mexico's devastated. Oh, California just shut down the border of Mexico because they're afraid of the outbreak in Mexico. So I think now they're going to really twist the screws on Mexico and build the fear in Mexico. Maybe there's a big outbreak, maybe not. I mean, Mexico City would understand. But that, I think, is kind of the next spin off of this, is to just put it on Mexico and then aim it, you know, at the U.S. like it's our fault or something. Thanks for the call, Michael. Let me take another first-time caller. I wish I had more time for you guys. Jason in Connecticut, go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hey, I really think you guys should get Austin Steinbart on the show.
You talking about the commies?
No, Austin Steinbart.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Austin Red Guard. That was the commie group here. Okay, go ahead.
No, that's Austin Steinbart. He is QAnon. So I know Alex says he knows QAnon, and there's a lot of things about QAnon, but Austin Steinbart seems like he's pretty legit, and I believe he is QAnon, and you guys should put him on the show.
All right. Well, I'm not familiar with this. Well, maybe I might be. Guys, write that name down. We'll reach out to him.
Steinbart, yeah, you could email him at qteamstaff@protonmail.com. That would go to someone that could get you in contact with them. I could get you in contact with them as well if you want to just have me hold on with your producers. QAnon, he made a really big splash. He was arrested by the FBI, just like the FBI is trying to railroad him, like Michael Flynn and even President Trump.
Well, look, here's the problem with all that. A lot of it is hearsay, and it's a lot of it is unprovable. And hey, I want it all to be true, obviously. Obviously, it's also not all true. I almost don't even want to get involved in it because it's not even me. But just because you brought it up, I just want people to understand the original Q people, at least the people that claim to originally be Q, have already reached out to media. I'll just say it at OAN, InfoWars, and has said, hey, look, we started this kind of as a joke. We don't do it anymore. So I don't know.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
As always, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com is imperative. Your word of mouth, spreading those links, telling friends and family about InfoWars is imperative as well. Thank you so much for supporting us. Thank you so much for tuning in. Special guest coming up next segment in studio. First-time guest, going to be interesting. I want to continue to take your calls. I've got a couple more first-time callers I want to get through. We'll get through them. We got other callers on the line. I just ask you, be quick. Let's do Dan, first-time caller in Colorado. You're on the air, Dan. Thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Owen. Thank you for everything you guys do. I love your whole program. But I was confused the other day when it seemed like you were very negative on President Trump, and I didn't quite understand. You haven't said anything about it after that. Are you upset with the president? Do you support him? Are you upset with him?
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of the problem, doing a 3-hour live show every day or 5 days a week is that if you only hear one segment or one soundbite, it doesn't really paint the full picture. It really is like, you know, a TV show. It's like you got to be there for every episode. No, I'm not anti-Trump. I'm still pro-Trump. I still support Trump. He still has my vote. But what I'm saying is, how do I explain this? I'm not a fanboy, and my job isn't to support Trump. And I just have to call things as I see it, and then I just have to be honest about my breakdown and analysis. And it's simply this. I mean, I'm not so confident as I once was. Trump is the man I thought I voted for. Now, this can all change with some swift action. I'm not so confident that action will happen. And I'm just sitting here saying, yeah, I'm weighing my support for the president when everything that we warned about that the globalist tyrants would do has now all happened under his command. I can't deny that reality. That's a fact. And so I just have to, I can't logically not question the fact that you still have these treasonous actors walking free. You still have illegal immigration happening. You still have the Democrats running rampant, shutting everything pro-American down. You still have Chinese operatives in Congress. I mean, it's just, it's out of control. It's totally out of control. And hey, look, I get it. Christopher Wray ended up being a bad egg. Okay, time to get him out. You're seeing Pompeo and Barr kind of be on the fence, but leaning more national pro-American. That's good. But I just can't sit here on my heels, Dan, and just support the president no matter what. I have to call it as I see it. And I'm very perturbed and upset and frustrated that all the tyranny we've been warning about has happened under President Trump's command, and yet not a single treasonous actor has been put in jail. So yeah, that's frustrating. That makes me waver. I'm not anti-Trump. Trump still has my vote and my support, but I need to see some action before the next election. Does that answer your question?
Pretty much. I agree with pretty much everything you said, but that swamp is deep, and I think we need to give him a chance.
Well, we've given him the chance. There's no doubt. He's been given the chance, and the swamp is as deep as it gets. And we're seeing it now with Bill Gates and Fauci exposing themselves. Clearly swamp rats.
I think he needs our support more now than ever. That's all I'm saying. And
No. See, I'm actually so glad you said that, because he does need our support, but that's the problem, Dan. We've given him nothing but support. We have never wavered in supporting him. And so if just now we're wavering, I think it's legit. Where is Trump supporting us? Where is Trump supporting us with this coronavirus hoax and Bill Gates trying to run our lives? Where is Trump supporting us with the attack on free speech and the internet censorship? Where is Trump supporting us when patriots are getting rounded up and put in jail, but Comey and Brennan and Clapper still walk? So yeah, the president needs our support. We've given it to him. When does some of that support start to come back, though?
Don't you think he's doing the best he can?
Well, I mean, how can I possibly answer that?
I do believe he is.
Well, let me just say this. Hey, the president's doing a great job. If this is the best he can do, we'll see. So far, it's not that impressive. I'm not going to lie. If this is the best he can do, what was his... Let me ask you this, Dan. What was Trump's best accomplishment?
Up to this point, I feel that he's honest when he speaks to the people. It's the first time I've seen that in any...
But no. But I'm saying a presidential accomplishment, something you put on a resume.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that.
Well, that's a problem, isn't it? I think the answer would be the economy. Best economy under President Trump. Well, what did they just do, Dan? They just collapsed the economy.
Yeah, they did it, not him.
But it still happened under his command. That's my point. He could have stopped it.
Oh, and I know you're in a hurry. I want to tell you one more thing before I go here. As I used to think that Alex Jones was a conspiracy fool, and that I used to laugh at him. And then things he said 20 years ago started coming true. And in the last 4 or 5 years, I started listening to you guys, and you guys are my number one show right now. And you're down today, and I'm upset about it.
Well, we should be back up. Our video streams are back up. But did you hear, you can always get the audio. It's usually fail-proof. Streams.infowars.com. Streams.infowars.com for the War Room. Streams.infowars.com/war room. And Dan, you are a part of this program with powerful calls like this. And so let me just kind of put the final point on there. The final report card on Trump hasn't been written. I'm just calling it as I see it. Look, I can remember there were times, specifically in high school, I always did well. I was on National Honor Society, but I remember I had like my streak of, however many semesters you're in high school. And I had my streak of every semester being on National Honor Society. And I'm like going into the last month and I'm looking at like a couple C's and a D. You know, I've been kind of a bit of a lazy bum my senior year, already in college, the old senior slide. But guess what? I kicked ass the final month and I ended up on NHS again. And I got that little blue ribbon on my report card. So Trump can do the same thing. He's still got plenty of time to right this ship. And maybe he does have the plan to do so. He's indicated that so many times. My simple point is this. Where the grades stand right now, it's not the end of the year. Still plenty of time, but where the grades stand right now, he needs a lot of help to get an A on the border and build the wall. He needs a lot of help to fix the economy, and he needs a lot of help to drain the swamp. Really, maybe he's getting a C on all those issues, maybe even less in the current time. But again, these grades can change. We have time to go. Great call, Dan. Anthony, first-time caller in Connecticut. Go ahead.
What's up, Owen?
What's up?
Sitting here drinking a little bit of my Patriot Blend coffee. Just got to do about here in Connecticut with the shutdown. It's going a little longer than he said, which is Governor Lamont. So I started to wanted to do something. So I started calling on my local leaders, the General Assembly, which is your state legislature, and started asking him questions as to, you know, what's going on, whatever. As I get through my questions, I said, what do you think about? What are you doing? And he basically just deferred. He's saying that a board is advising him. So a board of people that do not answer to the constituency of Connecticut are making decisions on when this should end and when it should start, how long it should go, what the severity is. And what that's doing, that's giving plausible deniability to all the local leaders, that people that the elected leaders, they're getting denied. They're just washing their hands of it because they know how bad this is going to get. And then they're going to just say, well, it was the board's problem and the governor's problem. And they're just sitting there and doing nothing. Now, I don't know if that's the way it's structured through every state, but I would suggest everyone in every state that's having this.
Well, Anthony, I'm out of time here, but let me kind of give you an example because I think it's already been shown. Look at the president. The president's going to his board. Fauci, Burks, they go to their board. Bill and Melinda Gates. So it's all these unelected boards that at the end of the day are just anti-American globalists. I guarantee you Lamont is going to anti-American globalist, and that's his quote-unquote board. But he's under all kinds of stress and pressure too because he's being told you'll get blamed for the outbreak. You'll never get reelected. Just like they're saying to Trump. And so, look, the answer is you don't give in to these bullies, you know? That's how you deal with them. All right, folks, special in-studio guests coming up. You're not going to want to miss this.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
And now, making his debut, the medical professional of the War Room crew, the Doc.
Says this, I'm the medical authority around here now. Anything you've heard about doctors or medicine or anything, you can pretty much just bury that because the doc's in the house now. I've been told there's been some confusion about this coronavirus. So my friends at InfoWars decided to dial up the doc to straighten it all out. So that's what we're going to do here. So let's go through some of this news. Designers create coronavirus-proof rave suit for clubbers with space helmet. Well, the doc says this. If you run around in a plastic space helmet and you're breathing in carbon monoxide that you exhale and you run out of air, you will die, and not from coronavirus. And so the doc says, if you want to go to a rave, you're better off going naked than in your 21st century COVID club suit. Fake Dr. Birx says anti-lockdown freedom protesters in Michigan are devastatingly worrisome. Well, the doc says this, if you think that you can shut down Americans' freedom, I got bad news for you. Because you know what the prescription for tyrants is? About 2 ounces of lead. Stunning. Pelosi blocks investigation of China and origins of Wuhan virus and then investigates another Trump hoax? And why is Nancy Pelosi up there like a bandit wearing her handkerchief around her mouth? Is that because she doesn't want you to see the bull that's coming out of it? Or maybe, because the doc says the last time he saw Nancy Pelosi, he got dizzy and fainted, almost passed out drunk, simply from the aroma of her breath. So maybe Pelosi's doing a public service by wearing that handkerchief so that your children can't smell the 2 gallons of vodka that she's been drinking. Oh, Fauci. Fauci lied. The economy died. 370 workers at Missouri pork plant test positive for coronavirus. Well, The Rock says this. You knew that COVID-19 was already in all of our systems. And so that's why you tested for it. And the doc says, we better investigate all the people profiting off of these tests, because little suspicious. In fact, it's very suspicious. Very suspicious indeed. State reopenings muddy Trump's projection of 100,000 dead. Well, the doc says there's going to be 1 million dead of starvation if you don't open this economy. Check this out. From CBS LA. Let me tell you one thing right now. Prescription for tyranny is freedom. But in California releases list of outdoor activities allowed during coronavirus pandemic. Such things may include singles badminton. Look, we know all you Democrats are losers and can't find a friend to play badminton with. You've been playing with yourself in your basement for 20 damn years. But we like to play doubles badminton. The Rock and the Doc like to get together, and they play badminton on Tuesdays. And when we go play in San Francisco, all we can smell is the damn vodka coming from Nancy Pelosi's office. Singles canoeing. Gardening, but not in groups. Singles golf. No cart. Well, the doc says you left one activity out. You see, the governor left one activity out for approved coronavirus activities. And that is taking your tennis shoe, shining it up real good, twisting it sideways, and sticking it right in Gavin Newsom's mouth. Pompeo ties coronavirus to China lab despite spy agencies' uncertainty. Spy agencies? Spy agencies? The doc has a couple questions about these spy agencies. China must answer questions about coronavirus spread. UK Defense Secretary. The doc says this, the odds of a novel coronavirus coming out of a bat's butt are zero. But the odds of this coronavirus coming out of that Wuhan lab are 100%. And so the doc says this, it's good that the Chinese communists are now seeing more anti-Chinese rhetoric than they've ever seen before since the 1991 Tiananmen Square, which the doc knows that they try to hide. But the doc says this, China better come out and pay for all of these crimes against humanity that came out of that Wuhan lab, and everybody else involved in this will also be getting the doc's stethoscope stuck sideways and stuck up their candy ass. That's the prescription. Committee to draft Michelle Obama as vice president has registered with the FEC. Actually, you may be surprised by this one, but the doc is actually happy about this. You see, as a medical professional, it's very rare you get to be a part of certain histories. Like, for example, the first ever individual with gender dysmorphia and transsexual to be the vice president. And so the doc says this, if Michael Obama, formerly Michael Robinson, now Michelle Obama, wants to be the vice president, then the doc fully supports that. Because if there's any former man, now a woman, whose shoulders can handle the pressure of vice president, it's Michael Michelle Obama. But the doc says this, if you think you're going to be getting any special privileges to visit your husband, Barack, in Guantanamo Bay, I got bad news for you. He's going to be locked up tighter than a drum, tighter than the doc's medical records. So the doc says this, we do fully support the first female vice president as a historical breakthrough for medicine, that one individual could pull off such a hoax to be a clear man, but trick you as being a woman. The doc cheers this on. It truly is an accomplishment. But again, you will get no special privileges to visit Hussein in Guantanamo Bay. So the doc thanks you for tuning in to the doc segment today. Don't worry, folks. The doc will be around as the medical professional now. And you better shut everything else up. Tell your kids to shut up when the doc is on air, because the doc word is truth.